and welcome to another installment of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're talking with Raymond Littell, Walt Stroop, Oliver Schabenberger, and Russ Wolfinger, four co-authors of the book SaaS for Mixed Models, Second Edition. Co-author George Milliken wasn't able to speak with us today. To learn more about this book, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore. Raymond, Walt, Oliver, and Russell, thanks so much for joining us today. SaaS for Mixed Models Second Edition is a really big book, both in terms of popularity and size. It, I believe, totals a little bit over 800 pages. I'm wondering if you can briefly tell us how the four of you got involved with co-authoring this book.
When PropMix first came out, and this was about 1994, Russ came to a conference at Kansas State University on applied statistics and agriculture. And after he finished giving his talk, there was a lot of buzz in the audience that we really need a book because we understand this is important, but we have no idea how to use it. And later that day, Russ, Ray, George, and I got together and decided that we would, in fact, write the book, which came out in 1996. And then several years went by, and as happens with this kind of thing, the book was obsolete, and there was a lot of lobbying for a second edition. And by that time, Oliver had joined us and was a key member of the team. And so we wrote the second edition with the five of us.
Have there been any challenges in co-authoring a book of this magnitude?
I can take that.
Thanks, Russ.
Say with the five of us, we all five have completely different writing styles. And so it really took a lot of effort to help make the book smooth and flow together as one book as opposed to just a collection of chapters, which we tended to each work on our own chapters, but we did cross-pollinate to a certain degree. Walt really played a key role in the first edition to kind of smooth that over, and then Oliver was the real workhorse for the second one to just make the book flow and be very successful.
If you will, I wonder if someone can briefly describe mixed models for our listeners who may not be aware of this term.
I can take that one, too.
Okay, thanks, Russ.
This actually dates all the way back to original work by Dr. Goodnight with ProcGLM and ProcVarComp. Mixed models are useful for any time your data are correlated. There's some kind of either hidden or known sources of variability that cause observations to no longer be independent. So it's a very broad and general technique for modeling deep dependence in your data, various covariance structures and what have you. And they can take a variety of forms. But the general technique has applications in just a huge number of disciplines, from agriculture, economics, finance, scientific realms, just about anywhere you can think of that has data that might be correlated due to whatever source the mixed models tend to apply.
Right. Well, who is the target audience for this book then? Oliver?
Yeah, let me answer this, Shelley. As you mentioned earlier, and as Russ mentioned, the book is rather voluminous. It covers a lot of material. It covers a lot of statistical techniques, and it covers a lot of the new developments that happened over the last, say, 10 years. And so the audience is very broad. We're trying to reach statistical analysts, both in industry and in government, in regulatory agencies that need to find out what new developments have happened in this field. We're trying to reach researchers and teachers who can use this book in their classroom in various ways, and students, especially graduate students, who need to analyze their data and need to find guidance how to do this in SAS with our modern tools.
Sort of a related note, how can professors utilize this book in their classrooms? Raymond?
Okay, I'll try that one, since I'm a professor. I used to be, anyway. Well, there are a lot of different ways. The book actually could be used as a primary textbook for a course in mixed models, especially the second edition, because it flows particularly well. And it has pretty much all the topics that you would study in a course in linear models. But it's probably more often used as a supplement to a book, because it illustrates applications of data analysis using the mixed and NL-mixed and GLIM-mixed procedures in SAS.
And there's a CD accompanying your book as well, isn't there, that contains, I believe, is it examples or for professors or any user of the book? Author?
Yeah, we've tried to put all the material that is available in the book on the CD so that the SAS user can go directly to the CD, load all the data sets, run all the examples as they work through the book. And in the Second edition, we put only snapshots, little images of the actual data sets in the appendix, knowing that the full data would be on the CD. Otherwise, we would have had to add another 100 or 200 pages, right. And SaaSPress was not looking kindly on that. But we wanted to make sure that the book is useful in that regard, that everything is accessible, that every example can be run right out of the box from the CD. All the output is labeled. You can identify the program that produces a particular piece of output on the CD so that you can work through the book. It's not just a theoretical exercise. You can open the book up next to your computer and work through the material as you go.
The first half of the book basically contains all the kinds of analyses that would be in an introductory design of experiments class. And I know a number of my colleagues use that as the kind of supplementary text for the design class.
What do you most hope that SAS users will take away from your book?
I can take that one.
Okay, thanks, Russ.
This is following up on what Oliver was saying. It's just loaded full of examples. So if you take the time and work through these examples, especially in an area that's related to your own, you should feel very comfortable with using Proc Mixed or Proc Glim Mixed, Proc NL Mixed, appropriately, and using it in a way that will help best answer your scientific and statistical questions.
I've got one other thought, too, that we were talking about beforehand, and that is I have a colleague who says, never teach what you're going to have to unteach later. And those of us who use a book, I think, find ourselves spending a lot of time dispelling misconceptions that typically come out of introductory stat classes. So we kind of hope that people that are teaching introductory classes read the book and take away from it maybe thinking about how they might reapproach what they teach in the first place.
Very good. And Oliver?
I would like to add something to what Ross just said. There are a lot of examples in the book, and a lot of examples are extensions of simpler linear mixed model talks, tasks that our customers might be used to. And we get quite a few questions from someone who might say, well, I know how to use Proc Mix and I know how to run this particular experiment, but now I have a special wrinkle to that. Now I have a zero inflated model or something like that. And we have quite a few examples that extend the mixed model tools in those directions. And very, very frequently I can point them to, well, look at chapter 11, example 5 in the SAS Mixed Model Book 2nd edition. We put a lot of these examples in there because we knew that these extensions are frequently causing problems or coming up in practice, and people would like to have an answer for it and SAS code to tackle it, and that's what we try to accomplish.
Well, it sounds like you definitely did. You put a lot of work into this book. How long did it take to create the second edition?
I would say maybe 2 years altogether, something like that, from the time we started on until it was finished. I actually went pretty quickly.
Considering all
the changes we made, and that's because Oliver did most of the work.
Yeah, but it was, I think, Ray and George. Well, George had us to his house in Manhattan, Kansas, and we actually isolated ourselves from the world for about 3 days to get a start on it. And it was about 18 months until we kind of went into the last finishing mode. And at that point, Oliver was, as Russ mentioned earlier, just the hero of the last 6 months. But it took at least 2 years to get it together.
Well, with all this vast experience writing and co-authoring, do you have any advice you'd like to offer to prospective co-authors or authors? Raymond?
Well, one of the things I think has worked well for us is that we may not agree on everything, but we respect what each of us does. And we work very collegially, I believe. And to me, that's been one of the most enjoyable parts of working on this book.
Yes, that's been enjoyable. And I would say, too, I think you almost have to have one person who steps up and is kind of the leader of the book and kind of makes the final decisions and also is the one that imposes a uniform style on the book. Otherwise, it's just going to look like a collection, especially when you get up like we have with five authors. It can be kind of challenging, but that also gives us the opportunity to cover a lot more ground, a lot more applications from just a variety of different disciplines. And ideally, it lessens the workload on each one, although I think that one leader that steps up definitely ends up probably working harder than everyone else. But it's what makes the book a real nice thing to buy and use.
Oliver?
I think what helped in the second edition is that we all agreed that this would be a substantial and substantive overhaul of the first edition. So there were no sacred cows. We looked at every example, every chapter, and everything was sort of on the chopping block. And we said, well, how do we reorganize this to make the best use of the material that is there and the material that we can add? an ad we did.
Yeah, I know at the time the Proc Glen Mix was brand new, and we did debate for a while about whether we were even going to put that material in there, because the first edition just had material on an older SAS macro. But I'm so glad we decided to go ahead and put the material in with the Proc. It's really the hot thing now, and a lot of people, I think, are buying the book just to get that chapter on Glen Mix.
Well, in that respect, it was good that we didn't finish the book in a year.
That's right. Yeah, because it wouldn't have been in
so
there.
So the Proc would come along.
Well, to close, is there anything else you'd care to share, Raymond?
Well, I'd just like to say that this has been a very gratifying experience, and it's reinforced every time I go into somebody's office, whether it's somebody, a statistician at a drug company or a professor at another university, and see that book on their shelf. And it happens pretty often.
Well, congratulations to all of you and to George for this book, and it's definitely one that we're very proud of as well.
Yeah, I'd like to add, too, I think it's, in a sense, it's just a step in the legacy of this linear modeling, mixed modeling tradition that began right at the very beginnings of SAS with Jim Goodnight, John Saul, Randy Tobias put in a lot of hard work right before I got going with Proc Mixed. The book is just kind of a natural outgrowth of all that, and the tradition is now continuing with more advanced procedures like NL Mixed and Glen Mixed. So it's just been one of the strengths of SAS, and has been a privilege to be a part of it and just help a lot of people solve a lot of problems with it.
Well, thank you all so much for participating in this interview today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
Thanks
us.
A lot.
We've been speaking with Raymond Littell, Walt Stroop, Oliver Schaubenberger, and Russ Wolfinger, four co-authors of SAS for Mixed Models, Second Edition. This podcast is part of the SAS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.